Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, well, I'm going to mess with the music and see how I can get it to turn off there. Let's see, let me try this one more time. All righty, there we go. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fantastic Tuesday. I can't remember to mention it to me. Anyway, we have Pamela coming on with us today. How are you doing, Pam?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Not too bad.
All righty. I'm messing with back studio stuff here. I hadn't figured out all the buttons. It's like I should have by this time, but sometimes they don't work the way they're supposed to. I'm so glad Mercury's going out of retrograde by tomorrow.
Hallelujah to that. I think everybody is. Even people who don't even realize it's going on.
I know. What was really funny was I texted my cousin the other night and said something about the Mercury retrograde, and she texted me and she says, well, what's all that about? And I said, oh, it just, you know, kind of messes up communications, all kinds of communications, whether it's written, spoken, you know, telephones, computers, whatever. She texted me back. She goes, oh, that makes a whole lot of sense now. So apparently she's been having it too and didn't even know what was going on. It's like, okay, yep.
Yeah, and a lot of people's energies were really out of whack.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling sick. As they cross, excuse me about that. So,
yeah.
So is it all together on your end, or it feels like
I think so. It's like, yep. We've got, saying hello to chat. We've got Jan in here on chat so far, and we've got our first caller for the day at Area 202, if you're ready for that one.
I sure am. Let's get going.
All right. All righty. Sounds good. Let's see here. Okay, now it's having one of its blog talk moments. Hang on, 202. We'll get you on here yet. There we go. Okay, I think we got you. 202?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. This is Ann.
Hi, Ann, and how can I help you today?
I appreciate you taking my call. I'm just wondering if you see any I'm a photographer, and I'm just wondering if you see work coming up for me or if you have a sense of what kind of work.
Okay, and you said you're a photographer?
Yes, like a journalist.
Okay, well, the vision I got, I'm sorry, sometimes it's echoing, so the vision I got was like a bird flying in the sky, okay? And
okay.
What that means to me is things will start to take off. I'm getting it's slow, okay, but more is going to come in, especially during the end of the month. October, November feel like excellent months, okay?
Okay.
December's going to be okay. Yeah, they're saying your bank account will be filled up, okay?
Okay.
I'm also seeing a piggy bank, you know, one of the old-fashioned pink piggy banks. And what that means to me is save some, okay?
Save some.
February feels like it might be a little slow but doable. I'm seeing one of those graphs that go up and down, and that's what it feels like, the nature of your business. Although I feel like something really steady is coming, okay?
Okay.
And that will help you. Do you travel at all?
Mean with my business?
With your business, because I'm feeling some traveling with that.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't have any work traveling right now, but I'm
open up to it. I see shaking hands. It doesn't feel like, you know, you're going to go to like Afghanistan or anything like that. But I do feel some traveling, okay?
Okay.
And the other thing is I'm getting to present yourself in a new way. Okay, and it's kind of cool the way I saw it. I saw like a picture, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I saw like someone lifting up like plastic over it, off of it, and it coming in clearer, okay? So touch it up a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. So, and my guides are saying you'll know what to do. I'm actually getting to sit in meditation. I don't know if you sit and ever meditate, but that's how I'm getting. I'm getting you have done it, okay?
Okay.
Sit in meditation and just really just say, okay, you know, angels, God, whatever you believe in, okay? You know, higher intuition is what I'm hearing, okay?
Okay.
how can I, you know, how can I brighten up my business? And I just feel like all these ideas are going to come to you. I feel like there will be some technical things that I don't understand. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, that's how I'm getting it. So I hope that helps.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for calling.
All righty. Thank you so much, and call back again and let us know how it goes. We always like to hear those follow-ups. All righty, and we have another one here from area code 415. 415, you're online.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
What is your name, please?
My name is Molly.
Hi, Molly.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Not a problem. Thank you for calling in. We need you or we won't have a show, right?
So. Right.
I'm just looking for kind of a general reading. I've got a lot of changes going on in my life, and I don't really know if I should ask a specific question or if you could just maybe see if you have any messages for me.
Okay, well, you know, sometimes when somebody comes on, and even before they come on, I feel the inspiration, I guess you could say, to pull a tarot card, okay? And
because
I use those, but I also have other abilities, but I use those sometimes because it helps sharpen the reading. And then what I got was a Phoenix Rising card, okay? And I'm feeling that to you means two different things. One is that you're coming out of the ashes, okay, and rising up above into good things. So I feel like there's all kinds of new things, good things coming in, okay? I feel like your career has been refreshed, renewed. I feel it rising. The other thing I'm seeing, you, and this could be business, whatever you do for a living, okay, because I'm not getting what that is. But what I am seeing is you climbing up a ladder, okay, which is pretty neat. And you're dressed up, okay? You're dressed up in corporate clothes, like what I consider corporate, like a woman's business suit, okay? And again, that to me, that represents your business, your livelihood, and you're climbing up, okay? And I'm also seeing a table with all kinds of food on it. So what that means to me is your needs will be provided for. It's more than just bread and butter because it's elaborate food, okay? So it feels like the money will be good, okay?
Okay.
The other thing I'm getting to rise up above, I don't like the to people who do like I hate to use the word idiot things, okay? I feel that there are some people, you know, in your life who are doing things that irritate you, bother you, okay? And you know, it's weird. I got that kind of bloaty PMS feeling, okay? And, you know, at times, not to say you're PMS, but that's symbolic to sometimes you get cranky or things that people do to you normally that would roll off your shoulders are kind of bugging you, okay? And I'm not saying right this moment that could be coming up. So, again, rise above, like, the little things, you know? And it's funny. One of the things they're showing me, okay, is sometimes they show things that have happened in my life, okay? And I feel like this is for you, but for other people, callers out there. And they're showing me when I was probably around 27, and we went to a family affair. My sister was there with her husband and my niece was in a stroller, okay? So this was quite some time ago because my niece is now in her 20s. And an uncle came up to me, looked at them, and looked at me and said, so when are you going to start popping them out, okay? And I really just wanted to say, okay, I'll go out tonight and get, you know, have sex. Okay, but I didn't. I said I think I should be married first, and I walked away. So what that means to me is there will be people who are going to be up and say those kinds of things to you. I'm also feeling about the way you run your life too. Well, actually, getting pregnant is about the way you run your life. You know, so you know, just know your time, you know, is going to come. Because I'm saying that because I see like a pregnancy for you, and that doesn't mean having a baby necessarily, but something you're working on, some kind of project or whatever is coming into birth, all right? But also I feel like there's going to be people just criticizing you here and there, so ignore them.
Do you think, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but does that have anything to do with my clairvoyance? Because that's something that I'm really wanting to develop.
that I've had since childhood, and I'm not sure what to do with it or who to go. You know what I mean? It's
right, right. And that's actually, if that's what you're feeling, I'm sorry, I can't get the words out at the moment. If that's what you're feeling, and that is what your gut is telling you, because I'm not really sure what that is in reference to, then go for it. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And just to let you know, I am developing, and it should be ready at the end of the month, a psychic development class. Okay?
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. So you can always go to me. But again, rise above the stuff. So I hope all that helps.
It does. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
And call back in. We love to have our callers call back in and click follow and follow along.
Right, and that it also goes, I just want to interrupt and just let the callers know, like sometimes I get information and I'm not exactly sure where it responds to in your life, and maybe I'm not supposed to know. So a lot of times you have to kind of listen to your own inner ding and say, okay, how does that fit me?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, and I'm ready for the next one.
All righty, sounds good. Well, we have several here, so we'll get busy. And our next one is area code 908. 908, you're on with us. Area code 908, you're on with us.
Hello.
Hello.
There we go.
And this is Velasi.
Hi, Velasi. How are you? I read 908, and I think I know who this is. But
how are you, Pamela?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. And how can I help you today?
Whatever you get for me from now to fall.
Okay. I'm actually getting the song Celebration Good Times Come On, all right? And all right, and they're being blunt. Don't just sit on your butt. Get out there and make things happen, okay? And I'm seeing you dancing around, having a good time, okay? I feel like you need to kind of like change your mood on certain things, your outlook. You know, and it's kind of neat. As I said, that I saw those glasses that have like windshield wipers on them. I don't know if they actually make those, but that's what I'm seeing. Okay. So what that means is change your perspective on things. Okay. I'm getting also that it feels like you're expanding your business. Okay. And the vision I'm getting is like a funnel. Okay. And you know, you're starting at the bottom, and it's funneling out, and there will be a lot of money coming. Okay. Now I'm hearing the song "Don't Worry, Be Happy." Okay. They're saying that the worry starts things. All right. And what I'm seeing is like a kangaroo that jumps forward. Okay. And then backs up a little bit. Okay. So what that means is that, you know, take the leap forward and don't let the worry and fear make you go backwards. Okay? All right? Because that's important. Wow. My guides are saying that. That's for everybody out there. Okay? They're saying the entire planet. Okay? Because there's a lot of worry going on right now. Okay? I feel shifting good things. Okay? I'm getting your love life will improve. Open up to it. Okay? It's like what they're showing me is like the door opens in your heart. That's what I'm saying. The door opens in your heart, and then you close it. All right, and it opens and you close it, okay? I'm sorry, this is funny. They're saying, girl, keep that heart chakra wide open, okay? That's what they're saying, you know? And instead of closing the door, put your hand up in front, okay? Because obviously there's times when you can't allow certain people, you know, into your heart. Not everybody is safe, okay? And they're going to give me one more thing. I'm actually getting to open up to your clairvoyance, your guides, okay? You don't listen to your inner guidance enough, okay? You know what it is? You listen to it, but you question it. I don't know. What? And again, they're showing me that kangaroo. You make a giant leap back, and you go a little bit backwards. I mean, a giant leap forward, excuse me, and you go a little backwards. So that would be a good visualization for you to do, is actually see yourself moving forward. And the other thing they sang is, you know, I think it was Tiny Tim who used to sing Tiptoe Through the Tulips, okay? And that's what they want to do. want you to do, okay? So, again, everything is going to open up. You just need to go out there and dance. And now they're singing Dance, Little Sister, Dance, okay?
Hmm.
So I hope that
helps.
Thank
you. Tremendously. Thank you, Pamela.
Good. All right. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Awesome. Love to have those. It's like, you're so good.
This is neat.
I was like, yeah, I know what you're saying with, you know, when I don't necessarily think it's interrupting the callers, but it's like that makes a lot of sense because, you know, when you're getting angel messages or, you know, whatever you call those, it's a lot of times it's for the person that you're delivering it to. So even if it doesn't make sense to you, it's like if you just tell them what you get, it's like they can make sense of it, right?
Right, and sometimes they don't know right then and there. They have to think about it, you know?
Right.
And
yeah,
and then it's all of a sudden it clicks in. Oh, yeah, like John Edwards had the show, I used to laugh because he would be trying to give, he'd be going, giving somebody information. They'd be like, no, no, no. And he'd go and he'd check in and he's like, no, I'm getting, no, no, no. And he's like, no, I'm getting this. Oh, yeah. You know? And sometimes it takes a couple of weeks and they'll be like, oh, that's what she means, because it hasn't happened yet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why I tell people to call back and, you know, let us know how things go, because, you know, that's really true. It's like, just because something hasn't occurred yet, it's like sometimes you get, you know, those future messages and they give you those, you know, guess what's coming your way, ta-da.
Right. I've had dreams like that. It's like, what was that about, you know? And then it's like, whoa, you know?
3 weeks later, there it is on your doorstep.
Yeah, and it's like deja vu happening, you know? So.
Right. That makes sense. Okay, we got another one here. Area code 607-607. You're on live with us.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Pamela.
Hi.
Hello.
I've been working on baggage to the point where I feel like a baggage handler and working with my energies. How am I doing?
Okay, and let me just get your first name, too, if I could.
It's Maggie.
Maggie, okay. I'm hearing you're doing great. Oh, it's so funny. I wish people could see inside my head, because what I got a vision of was, you know those conveyor belts at the airport, okay? And I'm literally seeing you, like, on there, throwing baggage over here, throwing baggage over there, okay? So you are doing really good, okay? They are saying make sure you don't live in your baggage or get caught up in it, okay? And the other thing I'm seeing, it's weird, I'm seeing this woman, she's no longer alive. We used to call her Barker when we were kids because she barked a lot, you know. And Barker was cleaning, she would clean all the time to the point where she would, like, clean the baseboards, like, almost every day, you know. And what I'm getting from that is take a break, too. Okay, go out and enjoy yourself. And, yes, you are getting rid of issues, okay? The other thing I'm getting, and, boy, can I relate to this, is you're impatient. You want it cleaned up now and finished, okay? And what they're showing me is the way I feel when, you know, I clean my whole place. And I don't have a really big place, but, like, I'll be like, I got to get it clean all in one day, you know? And then that night, I'm exhausted, okay? So what I've learned to do is, like, you know, clean the kitchen, clean the bathroom, or sometimes just clean the bathroom, whatever, and do it piecemeal, okay? I'm getting have fun, okay? And, yes, you're doing great. I also feel like you need, I don't know why, either you have just done this or you need to, like, organize your dresser drawers, your closet, you know, cabinets, things like that. Okay.
Oh, good. I think that's a good hint that I'm going to be moving soon.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. But don't worry. Everything's going to get done.
Awesome.
Okay? Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was cool. We had a question in the chat, and then Tristan said, what in the world is a barker? Like, woof, woof?
Yes.
And I was like, well, there's barkers at the surface, and then there are circus, and then there's, you know, people who, like, bark or snarl at people. So it's like,
yeah,
you said it was a reference of a person. I was like, oh, I could visualize this all day going,
yes, exactly. She barked a lot, so we would call her barker. I'm not going to say her real last name because God forbid one of her children is listening or something. I'd be, you know. But, yeah, she would bark a lot. So. Oh, God, when you're kids, do you remember the names people would call each other? You know, I mean, it's just amazing. So, yeah, that's funny. That's what a barker is.
That's what a barker is. Okay. All righty. Our next one here is area code, let's see, 803. 803, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Chelsea.
Hi, Kelsey.
My question was, well, it's not very specific. I was just wondering if there was any messages for me.
Okay. All right. The first thing I'm getting is you're very sweet, okay? And that's a good thing. But sometimes you're too sweet. And what I'm getting is like one of those huge roller machines, I forget what they're called, going down the road, and you're there, and it just flattens you, okay? So what that means to me is sometimes you allow people to, you know, walk all over you, take advantage of you, okay? And that to have stronger boundaries up there, okay? But to be careful that your boundaries aren't so strong that you're not allowing people in, okay? I feel like you need a balance. And just in case you don't know what boundaries are limits that you put out there so you feel safe, comfortable, and not intruded upon, you know, and that's really important. I feel, I want to say a young man around you, a love interest. Are you in a relationship or somebody around you? Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, there's a guy that's trying to get my attention.
Okay. Honestly, I'm getting to give him a chance. Meet him in a public place and talk to him, okay? I'm not saying he's the love of your life. My guides are saying he has a message to give to you, okay? And, you know, I don't know why, but what I'm getting is that I don't feel like you're truly attracted to this, to him, okay? But sometimes people are there in our lives not, you know, as a love interest, but to teach her something. So maybe he's going to teach you how to be, you know, have a friend who, even though you're not attracted to, you'll find other good qualities in. I'm not really sure what the lesson is, okay? But I am getting, you know, to give him an opportunity because I feel he has a lot of good qualities. I'm also hearing the song, "Whenever you call me, I'll be there. Whenever you need me, I'll be around." So I feel like this could possibly be a good friend. However, this is somebody you need to put boundaries in place. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. I'm also feeling some kind of work opportunity coming up for you. Okay? And it feels new. I'm also getting that for you, the type of work that you would be good at is like helping people, the helping field, okay? And again, to learn to put boundaries there, because I see that you can sometimes work too hard and overdo it, okay? Yeah. I want to say almost like in, you know, women, we have this quality within us where we just want to be people pleasers, okay? So again, the big message for you today is boundaries, limits. So I hope that helps.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, thank you. And call back in again and listen in. We'd love to have new people on.
Yeah, she had very sweet energy. Right. Very sweet.
Cool. Yeah. All righty, and Tristan, looks like you're on here. So there you go. Oh, my goodness, and you're sitting by the seashore or something. You got a lot of static there.
Yes.
Is it really bad?
It's better when you talk. And I'm sorry, was it Tricia?
Tristan,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And how can I help you today?
I just wanted to know what you saw from Spirit for the next few months.
Okay. What I'm getting is some, like, okay, I'll just explain what I'm getting. I'm seeing somebody go kind of like up and down, and then steady, okay? But the ups and downs feel like little ups and downs, and I don't know why I feel like they're saying like you lose your keys and then you find it, okay? All right, I understand too why they're using the key example. If we as people lose our keys, okay? And we're like, where's our keys? Where's our keys? Oh my God, I got to go. I have things to do, to do. And we get like really upset about it. It's really hard to find the keys, okay? If you're like, okay, I lost my keys, take a deep breath, ask the angels for help, boom, they appear, okay? And that's what I'm getting to do, all right? The other thing I'm hearing is money, 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 okay? So I feel like there's some kind of opportunity coming up that will give you money, okay? All right?
Okay.
And the other thing I saw is like scratching off one of those scratch-offs, okay? So I'm not saying to go out there and spend hundreds of dollars, but I'm getting when you feel the, like, kind of inspiration, like, ooh, I should buy a scratch-off ticket. I'm getting to do that, okay? You know, and you know, people will ask me, oh, you got lottery numbers? I wish I did, but for some reason that's coming up, okay? But I do feel like more work coming for you money-wise. I just feel money coming in, okay? The other thing I'm getting, too, is communication, okay? So as now I'm hearing the Beatles saying, listen, the song Listen, let me tell you a secret, I'm in love with you, okay? And I'm getting to really listen to what people have to say in your conversations, okay? All right, because the other thing I'm getting too is like you, somebody talking to you and you're turning your head away from them, and I feel that has two meanings. Okay, one is you need to listen to people, but also you know if somebody's talking stuff, you know, BS, you know, just turn away from it. But I don't feel like you have to respond to it. Okay, so I guess communication is also coming in too. Okay, and I'm just hearing be positive. Be positive. That's what I'm getting.
Okay, now you said something about the lottery.
I'm getting to do when you feel the inspiration, and I'm not saying every single day. When you feel the inspiration, I almost want to say it's like when you get a craving for ice cream. Hopefully, you don't get a craving for ice cream every day, but you know you get like a special craving. And, you know, it's like, oh, my God, if I don't have, like, pickles, I'm going to go nuts, okay? That's what it feels like with these scratch-off tickets. It's like you're going to get, oh, I have an inspiration. Let me go to the store and get a scratch-off. That's
okay.
What it feels like, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All righty. Sounds good. Well, thanks for calling in, Jess. Okay. Now's the time. Okay. And for the moment, let's see. We've got nobody new in queue yet, so it's like, guys, if you're listening in there to the chat, is a great time to call in. Here's your opportunity to ask Pamela a question and see what she gets for you.
Okay. So we have some time to fill in, okay?
Yes,
all right.
We do.
Kelly, I'm just getting that you're really busy right now. Okay, that's what I'm getting. I'm getting, you know, and my guys are saying, find some time to meditate, okay? That's what I'm getting, to meditate and look within, okay? The other thing I'm getting is writing. Do you write?
Yeah, I actually do. I like longhand writing, but I also do, I have been known to sit down at a typewriter keyboard or, you know, at a computer keyboard now I found this out, I don't know, a number of years ago, that if I just kind of sat down and just relaxed and just like, you know, shut my eyes or whatever, and if I had a pen in my hand or if I was in front of a typewriter keyboard, I would kind of like, you know, wake up 15, 20 minutes later and just have amazing stuff written either down in front of me on the paper or on the keyboard. So, yeah, I haven't done that in a while. I haven't had time to.
I'm getting messages. I feel like that's really important for you to do, okay? You know?
Wow. Yeah.
And for some reason, I'm hearing short story. So maybe, you know, write a short story or something like that. But, yeah, you really need to chill out. I feel, okay, and I don't...
I've I've been trying to make sure that I took their advice before, and it's like I've been really trying to buy out that like hour and a half time during the day where I put my feet up, and that has helped a lot. It's like it has considerably reduced the swelling in my feet. So
there you go.
You know that one.
Yeah. Oh no.
I helpful.
Yeah. No. That's important. The other thing is I'm getting a vision of you with like a toddler helping them walk. Okay. And what that means to me is, you know, teaching children. Okay.
Wow. Sounds like my grandson. He's 18 months old, or just about 18 months old.
Okay. You know, I've never, I mean, I've been around children, but I'm not a mother of children, you know. I'm a mother of kitties, but not of children. So I'm not always sure of, like, when they start walking. And I know everybody's different when they start walking and stuff, you know.
Right.
But that would make sense. That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, and I know for him, it's like he's a fairly gifted little man. He's an ace of spades, and it's like I'm cheating anymore because I got my books back in. I went into Hastings and picked them back up. So at least I have my birth cards. I have them back. I don't have them on the computer anymore, but it's like I've got my books back, so I'm a happy camper with that. But he's a little ace of spades, and he's very gifted on his own. Mm-hmm. And it's like his the situation for him home-wise is, his dad would not be open to letting him explore, shall we say, any of his spiritual gifts, because daddy's really a very uptight Christian type person. So Mr. Marshall and I have grandma and grandson time, and it's really funny because he really likes it. I mean, we've had some little episodes where he has banged himself like he's, you know, like ran, as little kids do. He's run into things with his head, and it's like twice now we've taken things out, and it's like just energy-wise, I pull them out because it's like, oh, God forbid that daddy should see that one, you know, that he got banged doing this or banged doing that. So, you know, and my daughter sits there and watches, and she goes, how do you do it? I was like, you know, come on, I, you know, because I did. I tuned her Reiki level one, and I said, I can do the other two levels for you if you want to do this. She goes, I'm not ready to do that right now. I'm like, okay, that's fine. So I said, in the meantime, you know, here you go with a little bit of healing for this little guy. So, but yeah, he really likes grandma's energy, and he's really, you know, I have hope for him in spite of the fact of his dad's uptightness.
Right, and it's funny because I got two things on him, and as far as his dad's uptightness, I heard this really old Michael Jackson song, What You Don't Know, No, No Won't Hurt You. Okay, that's what I'm getting. So, you know, so what he doesn't know won't hurt him. But for some reason, I feel like the age 5 is very important for him. Okay, and I don't feel like it's a bad thing, but something with the age 5, and, you know, I know that's a long way off. Okay, and yes, he is a talented little boy. And it's funny because what I'm seeing is many years ago, before I guess you could say I came out of the closet with my psychic gifts, I lived with this woman who was, I guess you could say, she was a born-again Christian, very fundamentalist. I mean, I used to hide my tarot cards, okay?
Right.
And she had her family over one time, okay? I think it was for Halloween or whatever. And her one nephew came up. And it was so apparent that this boy, and he was really nice energy, but that he was gay, okay? And there's nothing, you know, I love gays, you know, male, females, just, you know, they're wonderful people. And, you know, he had really nice energy. And it was strange because, you know, my old roommate's father was very fundamentalist. You know, you could see it. And, you know, would not accept this. And let me tell you, if this was not God teaching this man a lesson, like, you know, you say you're spreading my word. Well, love everybody, you know, and that includes gays, you know, whatever nationalities or whatever. So I just think it's very interesting the way the universe works.
Oh,
very,
yeah.
Very interesting, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was like, ooh, boy, is this going to be an interesting ride as he gets older, you know. And hopefully one of these days his grandfather will accept him being gay.
Right.
Yeah.
Always a hope. And we do have a caller, so here
we go.
Okay,
great.
All righty, area code. Let's see. Oh, come on. Let's see if Blog's going to blog us here. All right, area code 253. You're on with us now.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I just want a basic mini reading.
Okay, and what is your name, please?
Becky.
Becky, okay. All right, I'm hearing the Beatles love, 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 okay? Refresh and renew, okay, is what I'm getting. Are you in a relationship?
No.
Okay. All right, so I'm getting refresh and renew, okay? And the other thing I'm seeing is powdering your face, okay? You know, the old-fashioned powder puffs, that's what I'm seeing, okay?
Right.
They're actually saying get back in the ball game. Okay, and I'm seeing, I love this vision. I haven't seen it in a long time, of a woman playing field hockey, okay? So that means go out there and play the game, okay? Because
okay.
I am feeling by December, new love, okay? And honestly, I'm not sure if that's when the person comes in or that's when you're going to be in a relationship. But new love is what I'm getting, okay?
Okay.
And I'm hearing this old song. I don't even know who sings it. It's the right time of the night for making love, okay? So it feels like it's going to be nice, okay? And it feels like the joy that you want, okay?
Is it going to be an old person that I've already known, or is it going to be a new person?
No, it feels new. Honestly, it feels new, okay? Definitely new. The other thing I'm seeing around you is a German Shepherd. Does that make sense?
No, I have labs.
Okay, well, that's okay. I'm seeing that German, that, well, that definitely means you're a dog person, okay?
Right.
Oh, this is interesting. I got that dogs are your totem, okay? Do you know what a totem is?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Oh, no, isn't it like the totem pole?
No, it's not like a totem pole, but it is Native American and other cultures use it too. But a totem animal actually can be a bird too. But it's kind of like who you vibe with the most, okay? And you can have other little totems, but yours is dogs, okay? And that's a good thing because a dog is unconditional love and loyalty. Okay, but also, you know, they showed me a dog wagging its tail, and dogs like to have a lot of fun, okay? They're in the moment, they like to play, and, you know, they also are very, very protective of what's their own, you know, but I'm seeing a friendly dog, so to me that means you're friendly, okay?
Right.
And definitely friendly, that means to go out, have fun. They're saying walk your dogs, which I'm sure you do, okay?
Uh-huh.
I just feel I feel like you'll meet different people, okay? This is cute. They're saying go to doggy events, you know? So if there's anything where you can bring dogs, you know, whether that's dressing them up for Halloween or whatever, I'm getting to do that, okay? Again, go to doggy events. It just feels like dogs are good. The other thing about dogs is the unconditional love, okay? And they're being blunt. You haven't achieved that yet, okay? And that's a hard thing to achieve, you know? I mean, you probably heard me earlier about that, you know, grandfather has to learn to love his gay grandson, okay?
Right.
You know, and it's not easy to love everybody and accept them for who they are. And
well, I got it once, but I lost my husband, so.
Right, okay.
So that's been 3 years.
Yeah. No, somebody new is coming in, okay? And he's different, you know. He's definitely.
In a good way?
Yes, he's different than your husband, though, okay? And I'm hearing the Who sing, I'm free, okay? Right?
Uh-huh.
And what that means to me is he might be like a little freer in spirit than your husband, okay?
Right.
Or you're going to feel freer, okay? I'm getting a new kind of love. And, you know, I almost feel like it, and I don't know if you're artistic, but that's the example they're using, like two artists, two very creative people around each other.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm very, like, sportsy more than I'm not into the artsy.
Okay, well, I'm feeling, or an artsy too is creativity. Okay,
right.
And that's what I'm getting. Two creative people, because sometimes I'll get messages, and I might see somebody painting, and it turns out that they make jewelry. You know, but again, artist people, it definitely feels different, but it feels good. Okay, it feels good.
Okay.
And the other thing I'm hearing is listen to the messages. Okay. So I do feel that, you know, your guides and angels are speaking to you. All right? And to listen to them, okay, because they will guide you.
Okay.
Okay? So
thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. All right. Yeah, let's see here. Oh, we had one lady that said, blog is blogging us here. It's like, I'm so glad Mercury's ending tomorrow, but we had a call, and then it refreshed, it did something, and the call dropped, and I was like going, darn it. So anyway, shoot. Well, Pamela, let's see. I'm going to see if I can get anything for you here. It's like I have to have your birth date. I'm so handicapped in that sense.
Okay, it's October 3rd. Do you need the year?
October 3rd. Year is nice.
1962. I'm going to be 50 in October. Yay! I'm looking forward to it.
Cool.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, oh, it's so old. And I'm like, oh, 50, come on, new decade.
That's the beginning of life. Are you kidding me?
Oh, you know, it's like I don't care so much what people think about me. I still do a little. I'm human. But it's like, yes, you know, so much baggage has dropped off the older you get, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And you know, for me, I really know myself. So that's why I'm like, wow, 50 is going to be a good decade.
I was going to say, you get a lot for your, I mean, what's really funny, what I find with myself as a, and you're also, that's a tiger year. That's really an awesome year.
Is it? That, and you know, yeah, I was going to, yeah, the year of the tiger. You know, I love tigers.
I think of Eye of the Tiger. I love that song, too.
Yes, that's a good tiger.
Okay, let's see. I remember that. Yeah, you are a six of diamonds, so you've had a lot of kind of like destined-type stuff happening in your life, things that, you know, you came here specifically, I'll say, to do. It's kind of like on your to-do list of things. And let's see. Six of diamonds people. And who are you? This is peace at work, financial responsibility and karma, discovering one's special purpose. All those good things. Let's see. And I'm still working on this one here. There we go. Description of the Six of Diamonds person implies your responsibility and karma. Your suit of diamonds relates to finances. Six of Diamonds people, you're keenly aware of your financial debts and your repayment. And it often manifests as, you know, you really don't want to be in debt to anybody.
I hate being in debt. It stinks.
Uh-huh.
I hate it. Yes.
He gives an example here. It says one person in particular paid their phone and utility bills ahead of time so they wouldn't have to think about what they might owe in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah, sometimes I'm not so bad. I'll do like $20. I'll pay an extra $20 or so my bill is less the next time. Yes.
Time, right. Yeah, I know. If you could pay ahead, it's kind of nice. Exactly. But like all sixes, you receive exactly what you give to others. And during this lifetime, you can have huge financial losses, but also huge financial gains. Your past life accounts are kind of settled. As individuals, you seem to fall into two categories. So there's, you know, there's always a flip side. And it's like you obviously are one of those who go out of your way to pay your debts. And then, of course, you know what the flip side would be. And it's like you're absolutely not that one. Sometimes there's people who are going to owe debts to you, and regardless of the situation, you know that you always get what you deserve in life. You might fall into a slump as a result of some inertia, so sometimes you need to kind of, that's getting in the rut, what my grandma used to say, you know, don't fall into a rut or don't stay in a rut too long, simply because a rut is a grave with the ends kicked out.
Okay.
Don't stay in your rut too long, okay. Now, we've got an 803 number, then they showed back up again here. So let me see if this is, if we've talked to them before, but I'm not sure. So 803, you're going to be on here with us because you went off and then you came back on, so I'm not sure if you just called back in.
Hi, I did. I was on and then I had to hang up quickly, so.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry,
it's better you than Blog Talk, you know, so we know.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
The little ones were. The kids were yelling. I couldn't hear, so I had to hang up for a little bit.
No.
But thank you for taking my call.
Okay. We'll put you back on so you can hear some more. All righty. Let's see. But once you get going, you can attain most anything you want, anything you desire. There is protection for you in work and action. Not waiting for the lottery, which is what I found really funny, because you said, you know, I don't necessarily get those lottery numbers.
Right, exactly. If I did, wouldn't I do it for myself is what I've told clients, you know?
You know, but I've heard of people who can, now this sounds really funny, but I've heard for people who can help other, well, Edgar Cayce was a big one. He couldn't do it to help himself, but he could do it to help others, and then others, when they had theirs, they came back and they would give him like percentages, you know, like 10%. So I'm going, you know, that would be an awesome gift because you'd be able to pull things for other people, and it's
right.
Like, then, you know, theoretically, it gives them the opportunity to come back and show what they're made of and go, okay, you know, did I leave this person in the dust, or, you know, am I thankful and appreciative of the person who helped me get this, you know, type
right,
of thing.
Right, exactly.
So,
it's like tithing, in a sense.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah,
yes.
It truly is. Okay, so there's that. And on a deeper level, you may be here to help others come to a greater understanding of values, as well as your own values. If you accept what you receive inwardly through your natural intuition, of course, your psychicness, exactly,
right.
You're always going to be happy, regardless of whatever circumstances are in your life. If you've discovered your special mission in life, you're not going to worry about how much money you have, because it's just going to come. You know, it's going to come to you. You make a great teacher, which is like, I was really pleased to hear, you know, you said you're getting together that class and stuff to offer,
right.
So that will be really, really good. You're givers, you could be entrusted with great responsibility. What you have to give is clear knowledge of higher values and that discrimination to make better personal choices. You're the keepers of the law. And then some of your issues in relationship, under that tough exterior, because diamonds people always seem to have, you know, that tough, kind of outer shell, you know, because diamonds are the hardest mineral there is. They use diamonds to cut everything else. But inside lies that person who has sometimes a difficult meeting your need for affection. There's sometimes deep fears of abandonment that underlie much of what you do in your personal relationships. So until you deal with those fears, which I'd be willing to bet a whole lot of money right now that you have probably dealt with those.
Oh, yeah. And believe me, you know, they were scary dealing with them, you know. And
I'm
they
sure.
pop up. They pop up, you know, because I'm a human being.
Like, Kelly, I just saw the Kellogg's pop-up poster paste, you know, pop.
Yeah.
It's like, I thought I had it in there. It's like, oh, no, wait. It popped up on me again. Or something different, yep.
Exactly.
You can have a highly mental approach to love that can kind of lead you to think you can set your love life up like you'd set up a college curriculum. But then when those brilliant romantic schemes are being subtly driven by fears, they backfire. So you got to first learn to give to yourself. You know, again, that goes back to that really old book there that says, you know, you love God first and you love your neighbor as you love yourself.
That's
so you love
true.
Yourself first, you can love your neighbor. And it's like, and then there's other scriptures there that say, you know, when, if you cannot be loving who your brother, whom you can see, how can you love God who you cannot see? So it's like, it's learning, you know, for a lot of people, and they miss that. It's like, it's learning to put up with everybody's weaknesses because we have our own weaknesses, and learning to love ourselves and tolerate ourselves, or, you know, celebrate ourselves, whichever the case may be. We also are then able to be more tolerant of other people's weaknesses. When we learn to love ourselves, we can love others, and then we can truly love God. So that made a lot of sense when somebody explained that to me, ooh, years ago.
Yeah, no, it does. It's that self-love. It's I like to use the analogy of the oxygen mask when you're on an airplane. You know,
yes.
You need to give yourself oxygen before you can even think about giving it to a child. Because if you don't and you just give it to the child, you're going to eventually pass out, you know, and then your hand's going to slip and the child's going to pass out and you'll probably both be goners, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, and that is, it's funny because they do. They make that announcement on the airplanes about, you know, going, okay, let's see, you know, for you mothers, you know, make sure you put your own, you know, and they do. They look at single moms or they look at, you know, moms with children. They put your own mask on first, and then you can help your baby.
Right.
And they are really intending with that.
Yeah, and it's true about love. I mean, I find that the more I love myself, you know, and the more I'm kind and good to other people, the better relationships I have, not just the relationship I have with my boyfriend, but with, you know, the type of clients I attract, people I work with, you know, my family, everything. It's my relationships have improved. That's why I would never want to go back to, you know, being younger.
Yeah.
You know? No way. No, thank you.
Much as we get older.
Yes.
True story. Oh, my goodness. And I know it well, and actually, just as a side note, it's like, I noticed that with my mom, It's like when I was a teenager, my mother used to embarrass me, you know, beyond belief. She would just, you know, pop up, do things, say things, and I was like, of course, my mom, she was 40 going on 41 when she had me, so she was, by the time I was 10, you know, she was in her 50s and, you know, getting that real freedom and stuff, and by the time I hit my teenager, she was, nah, you know, really out there. Of course, she was a psychic person anyway, but, you know, nobody admitted that, I'll tell you what, that was not admitted, that, you know, but, you know, she'd look at me every now and then, she goes, well, I kind of just have this little, you know, intuitive feeling that blah, blah, blah. And she was a school teacher. She'd been a school teacher in her younger days, and she got to see, part of it was, she got to see people grow up. She goes, oh, yeah, I, you know, taught this person. You know, I mean, she taught half the North Country in Wyoming. Of course, there's, you know, not a lot of people out in this whole state of Wyoming. But she says, you know, I taught these people. And then she says, I got to see what they were like as they grew up as adults. And it's like, and that gave her a real perspective. So she started kind of, you know, quote, I'll say reading people. You know, she'd sit down, she'd look at somebody, talk with them a little bit, and then give a pretty darn good assessment as to who they are, you know, what they were, this and that. And it's like, and she really made that, I'll say, more evident as I got into my teen years and steering me either towards or away from people.
right.
Going, honey, no, you really don't want to go hang out with them. Why don't you go hang out with so-and-so instead? I'm like going, oh, gee, Mom, thanks. You know, but really and truly, she kept me out of a lot of trouble. And I was, thank God, smart enough to listen to her. So I avoided a lot of trouble as I was growing up, which was, you know, really nice. So, okay, let's see. I'm going to get some more here. And you've got to practice being honest with yourself, which obviously you are, you know, not falling, because apparently, you know, some people do. We fall into that what's called creative talking to yourself in and out of situations, and you avoid your true feelings. So it's like always making sure, you know, you're dealing with the feelings. Your Six of Diamonds karmic pattern usually involves one breakup of a major relationship, which transforms your life and teaches you about yourself. So more likely you probably already have that one.
Yes, when I was in my late 20s, and it my whole life transformed. So it was, at the time, it didn't feel like a blessing. It was the best thing that ever happened to me, yeah.
In retrospect, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's a heck of it. It's like, you know, so many times and Tristan said she forgot to ask Pamela, can I get, okay, here we go. Tristan would like to talk to you for just another minute here. She typed in chat, so I'm going to let her talk with you here for a minute. Okay,
we got you. Hi, sorry about that. I forgot to ask because you've been talking about other people's love lives and stuff, and I wanted to know if you picked up a name or an initial of a new love coming.
It's funny because I just heard love. And the other thing I got was curly hair, okay? I'm not getting an initial. Curly hair, and I'm hearing, let me run my fingers through your hair. Okay, so I'm getting you're going to like their hair, okay? But no, I'm not getting an initial. I'm sorry. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Although I am, it might be Michael, because I'm hearing the song, Michael, Roll Your Boat Ashore, okay? But obviously, if you meet a Nick, you know, and you're interested, don't say, oh, well, I can't go out with you because your name is not Michael, you know?
Yeah, of course not.
yeah, but definitely you're definitely gonna like their hair is what I'm getting.
Actually, I'm the one who has the curly hair.
Oh, okay. Well, that doesn't mean that your mate can't have curly hair.
That's true.
You know.
But I know Kelly was laughing about that because she's seen me, so she knows I have curly hair.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I have curly hair, and I actually like guys with curly hair. I always get them with straight hair, though. One guy I dated, you know, in my 20s, late 20s, he had curly hair. So, but
well,
yeah,
cool.
Then if it's not you liking, you know, their hair, they're going to like your hair.
Yeah, usually everybody does.
Yeah.
So.
I have curly hair too, so I understand.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for calling back.
Okay.
Yeah. All righty. Okay, guys, let's see. Becky, she's blonde hair. Okay, yes, Tristan, and you're welcome for sure. All right. Well, let's see. Let me see what else here got going on. Let's see. For you, for personality in the card connections, you have an affinity for people in the diamond suit yourself, although the women diamonds can also be attracted to heart males. although spade males are a big challenge and problem for most six of diamond females. So he's, let's see, and then they have sports figures and competitors and so on and so forth. But it's kind of cool because they give you some, they give you some things about, like, oh, I don't know, who's, you know, who's who among the famous, you know, among the famous people who are in your, in, you know, who are also other, what I would say, six of diamonds. And I'm just doing a quick scan and see if anybody else is actually sharing your actual date. And it's like I'm going, I don't see anybody on your specific date, but there's people like Patrick Duffy, Courtney Love, Stevie Wonder, Dennis Rodman, Kurt Russell, Nat King Cole, Gene Wilder and Tom Hanks are both six of diamonds.
Okay, they're pretty wild.
Yeah, Dick Nichols, Jack Nicklaus, Joe Montana is a quarterback. Oh, my goodness, Roy Clark, I don't even know. Do you remember him back from Hee Haw?
Okay, yes.
He's a six of diamonds. That's funny. Charlize Theron, Penelope Cruz, O.J. Simpson, Raquel Welch, Justine Bateman, Gina Davis, Emma Thompson, Elizabeth Montgomery. Oh, I loved her in Bewitched.
Me too.
Bob Newhart and Rob Lowe. Oh, there he goes. So there's your list of, you know, other famous Six of Diamonds people. So
a lot of
notoriety there.
Yeah, and I just love Stevie Wonder. You know, just love him.
All the music,
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's great. And he's, you know, and what he sings about, you can just tell he has a beautiful spirit. You know, he really does.
Yeah.
You know? And just to be able to, you know, be such a success and be blind, too, you know, that's amazing, you know. It really is.
No, I'm kind of sitting here thinking, you know, they shut off his sense of sight, and it's like, you know, obviously he plays by, you know, plays by sound or whatever. So I'm like, that's, you know, that is really interesting. It's like, and sound to a musician is pretty much everything. Well, although you look at Beethoven and the last symphony that he wrote, he was totally deaf. He wrote it in deafness, and it's like, and he you know, had it performed, and one of the, I think they said one of the little violinists in the, you know, front row or something, after it was over, you know, people were just applauding wildly, and she turned him around so he could see the people clapping for his music. But he wrote it when he was deaf, and it was performed when he was deaf, and it's like, you know, so that's really, I'll tell you what, having the music in you in a whole different way.
right, because it also increases your other senses. Like, one of the things, you know, I do sometimes when I get messages is I close my eyes, you know, and sometimes I don't even realize that I'm doing it, but I think by shutting off my sight, it helps me with my inner eye and to hear better or whatever.
Right. Makes sense. Oh, we got somebody else here. We got 2 minutes and we got an 803 who called in. So, okay, let's see if this is, now we're spinning here. Come here. All right. Is this still the same 803 or have we still got you, or is this a different 803?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, good. And what is your name?
Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. And how can I help you?
I just wanted to know if maybe the spirits had any messages for me.
Okay. I'm hearing the Eagle song. You know, first I heard Take It Easy, and then I heard Running Down the Road, Trying to Loosen My Soul. Okay? So I feel that that means a couple of things. One, you're, you know, running around a little bit, and you need to take it easy, okay? And I'm also, that's confirming, because I'm hearing Luther Vandross sing Searching, Searching. It feels like you're kind of searching, like your soul, who I am, my spirituality, okay, and it will come to you. I'm getting to do spiritual exercises, so I feel like that's meditation, okay? But I'm also getting some kind of form of exercise, preferably yoga, if you're able to do that, okay? Mm-hmm. It just feels like you need to be grounded when you do your spiritual work, and exercise is important, okay? Mm-hmm. You will find, they're saying, your spiritual gifts. The other thing I'm getting is your hands. I feel like there's healing in your hands, but I also feel like you're creative with your hands. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes. Well, I do a lot. You know, I could sew, hammer, paint,
okay.
You name it.
Okay, yeah. But I also feel like, again, there's a lot of healing energies. Like, I'm seeing you putting your head on somebody's forehead and, like, by their eyes and taking away a headache, okay?
Awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting, okay? Okay, they're talking about your diet, okay? I feel like I'm seeing potatoes and carbs, okay? The potatoes feel like they're okay for grounding, but to watch the carbs is what I'm getting, okay?
Haven't been too good lately.
Okay, yeah, all right. So the diet is important, along with water I'm getting too. Drink lots of water and flush it out.
I recently lost my husband, and I lost my mom, so it's, you know, I kind of like really haven't been eating much and haven't been taking care of myself.
Yeah, then that's why they're talking about doing all that work, okay? I'm actually hearing that if you to go to a medium, I do some mediumship, but I feel like you need to go.
10 seconds.
Yeah, I feel like you need to go to a medium, you know, because that will help you. Okay? It will help you feel more grounded, more yourself. You need to contact the other side is what I'm getting. Okay? So
yes,
I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
You know, and I was going to say, yeah, please do call back in. It's like, we're out of time today, but Pamela's on, and you can get a hold of her at 973-229-9704. She's at www.successfulrel.com. So, you know, but call us back here or call and get a hold of Pamela. And actually today we're going to have Psychic Jethro on. He's on at in about an hour from now on Living in the Psychic Realm. And sometimes he does, you know, like messages and that kind of stuff too. But, you know, call back in because that's a lot of loss to take. Especially, you know, all at one time, and that's a lot to deal with. So please do call back in, and, you know, we'll be glad to hear from you again. All righty? But very sorry we're out of time today, and, you know, but, you know, thank you guys. Click and come back in. We're at 773-897-6461, and it looks like they're kicking us off today, so I don't know. I think our sound went dead. I'm not sure.
Okay.
They say it's like when they're on Skype, it's like it Skypes them off, but... anyway, so, well, thank you, Pamela, and we'll see you again.
Okay, see you next week, same time.
Okay. Sounds good. Right. Same time, same station.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.